Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Lamed Dalet. And we are in Simen Shin Yud Ches, and we're learning today part of Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is a very long Sif. That part we shall do. Page Kuf Lamed Dalet, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Dalet. And the subject today is Bishul Acha Bishul. Whether there's an Issa to reheat something after it's already been cooked. Okay, and more about that as well. Okay, Tav Shil Shin Is Bashel Kol Sochei. When you have a pot of food that was fully cooked, yesh bo mishum bishul im nitzdanin. If it cooled down, there's an iser to re-cook it, reheat it. A liquid that cooled down, there's an iser to reheat. Okay, now Hagor, now he adds a piece of, the Ramah adds a piece of Rini Rucham, yesh oimim dafke im nitzamek v'yafaloi. Some say, which is Rini Rucham, only if, when you heat it, it's going to improve even though it's fully cooked. So you got an item that's fully cooked, and if you continue to cook it, it's going to get worse, then there'll be no issa. If it's mistanav yafaloi, we had this phrase in the past, if it's going to condense and improve for the person, then there's an issa to reheat it, if not, not. So if you, let's say something like gravy, which is around the chicken. So you've got gravy, collect, you know, a pool of gravy. If you continue to cook gravy after it's already been cooked, it's going to end up just drying out and burning. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, there's no issa to reheat the gravy, because it'll only get worse once it's hot. Yeah. We'll leave it as one of the Rishonim for the time being. If you have an item that was not fully cooked, it was partially cooked, even if it reached the level of the food of Ben Drusai, which we discussed many times, is this bandit that would eat food partially cooked, who was on the run, who would eat it minimally cooked. So if food has reached the level of Macho Ben Drusai, Shaykh by Bishul, I feel by Doiseach. Bishul is still relevant, even if it's still hot. If you have food which is, say, half cooked, and even if it's still hot, there's an issa to continue cooking it. That's actually a machlok of the Shoinim. That's why he's saying it here. That's the din. V'hani mili sheyesh by Bishul acha Bishul, b'tav sheyesh by Marak. When do we say there is an issa to reheat, recook something? That's when we're talking about a dish that has liquid soup in it. Let's say a cholent or chicken soup or something like that. But if you have a fully cooked item, it's being cooked and it's a dry item, piece of kugel, piece of chicken, whatever you want, if you can soak in hot water, you can put it into a hot water on Shabbos, because once it's cooked, it's cooked. We're going through the whole sif, even though when we do it in the Mishnah, we're going to do part of it, but we'll read the whole sif today in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im hu dava yavesh, shulein nispasho lefnei shavos. If you have now, we've dealt with bishul acha bishul by a liquid, by a solid. Now we're going to deal with an item that was not cooked at all before Shabbos, a solid item that was never cooked before. Ein shoyin oisiv v'cham b'shavos. You can't put it into hot water on Shabbos because it will cook. On to page 268. Aval madichin oisiv v'cham b'shavos. But you can rinse it. You can pour hot water on it from somewhere or other. We'll have to work out where. On Shabbos, you can pour hot water onto raw food on Shabbos. Where's that water coming from is going to be the big question. But you can pour hot water on it. Chutz min amaliyah hayashen or min dag shenikra kulias hayes panin. Except for a salty old fish and a fish that's called kulias hayes panin, which is Spanish mackerel. That helps you. These raw fish, right? She'einam sichim bishul elamat. They only need a small amount of cooking. They're what Chazal call kalei habishul. They can cook easily. And washing them, pouring water on them, would be the full act of cooking them. So any item that will cook easily, you can't pour hot water on. Any item which is a regular raw item which won't cook easily, you can pour hot water on them. What's called pouring hot water, we'll have to see where it's coming from, but that's the difference. So this whole line that we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch is a major issue in Hilchos Bishul, is that any item that will cook easily, you're not allowed to pour hot water on. You can't even put in a cliché, you're going to learn. The only question is, what are those easily cooked items under the question? So, okay. Hagar, says the Ramah, on to page Kuf Lamed Hey now. Okay, we're reading the whole sif, and we're going back and doing parts of the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Lamed Hey. V'hu adin kol davash kosher she'einu roi le'echol klal b'loi shriya d'asa l'shoyseh b'shabbos d'havik m'melocha. And any item as well that is hard and is inedible without first soaking it, you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos, because that's called the Gemara Melacha, that's called completing the food. You have to see again what we're referring to here. We're talking about hot water here. Where are you putting it to soak? Hot water, cold water? What's the issue over here? We will get to Ben's Hashem. Okay, all the way back now to page Kuf Lamed Daled and the Mishnah Berurah we're going to do on this page and a little bit on the next page. Okay, Siv Cotton Chof Base. Yesh Boy, we said any item, it's going to turn out we're talking about an item with liquid in it that has been cooked before, there's an issa to reheat it if it cooled down. Like a liquid, a soup, a cholent, whatever, that was cooked. If it cools down, there's an issa to reheat it. V'chol dinim ha'asurim m'shem bishul, afil liten al akira, or tano koidim hesek, asa, k'moshu kasa, simon reishon again. We mentioned this yesterday, that any situation where you're not allowed to cook it, you're also, midurabon, not allowed to put it on top of a stove or on top of an oven that has not yet been ignited. And then the goy will come ignite it. There's an issa, you just did an issa midurabon by putting it there. So it doesn't help you just because the oven, the fire's not on yet, but if you know it's going to be put on, you're not allowed to put this cold cooked item over there or any other situation of cooking. So the Shulchan Aruch said yesh boy mishum bishul, there's an issa bishul to reheat it, this cold liquid, right, cooked liquid. Therefore min ha-Torah, we paskin, you're not allowed to put this cold soup, let's say, or cold cholent in a place that is at the temperature of Yetzer Lev Boy, which is the most machmir opinion is 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 maybe degrees Fahrenheit, I think. Maybe I made 104, I think. 40. Or maybe 43, 45. There's a machleik of the poiskim. The Ashkenazi poiskim were closer to about 43, 45. But if you put it over there and the liquid will reach that temperature, you have just done an issa d'oraisa, even though it's been cooked before. But now it's cold. To mix that liquid, this cooked cold liquid, into hot liquid in a klisheni would be permitted. You can be lenient. So it'll be an example of that. We're going to get to a whole discussion this week even about how to make tea on Shabbos. And essence is a good example. You've got tea essence, which is cooked, right? It's all been cooked before. This liquid is now cooked and cold. And you want to now put the essence, and you're allowed to put the essence into a klisheni because, what we're discussing right now, because yesh lahaka, you can lean it in that case. Another example would be, you want to make a coffee on Shabbos, and you're making a coffee in a klisheni. You know what a klisheni is? A klisheni is not a klisheni. A klisheni is the container you pour hot liquid in or whatever from a klisheni. So in that klisheni now, you're making coffee. Let's say you've got hot liquid in it, hot coffee in it. You're allowed to add the milk. Why? Because the milk has been pasteurized, and pasteurization is called cooking, and therefore it's considered to be cooked cold milk, and therefore you can put it into a klisheni into the coffee.
The klisheni was on the stove.
Yep. Yeah. Correct. Siv Cotton Chof Daled. Imnid Stanin. So there's an issa bishul if it cooled down. What does it mean by it cooled down? Hainu she'ein hayad seledes boy, means that the liquid, the soup, the cholent, whatever, has dropped below the temperature of yad seledes boy. Once it drops below there, says the Shulchan Aruch, af shehu ksaf cham adayin, even though it still has some heat to it, there's an issa d'oraisa to reheat it, to bring it up above yad seledes boy again. This is Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Avelim hayad seledes boy, but if it dropped down in its temperature, but it's still above yad seledes boy, ashen estan mirisicha. So even though it stopped bubbling away, it's cooled down. It was much higher. It was like boiling point, and now it's dropped down to much lower. Like shach by bishul oid. There's no issa bishul at that point to raise the temperature up again. At that stage, it did not drop below yad seledes boy. There's no issa to reheat it. The bichlal by sheachu, because as long as it's above that temperature, it's still considered to be boiling hot. Vein bishul acha bishul, and there's no issa therefore to reheat it. But dafkele inyan lahachzir latanu, because you go off belegacholim or shehem amim. Now he's pointing out a side din, which is something we learned in the past, which is the issa of chazorah on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the cooking. There's another separate issa called chazorah. And if you want to return this pot, whatever it is, to the stove, you'd have to make sure the stove is pre-prepared in that it's been goff, or that you've dragged the coals away if you've got one of those old coal ovens, or the coals already dying out. But to put it back into an oven where the coals are not being taken, it's got a real fire in there. The coals can't allow HMI, and literally, like, if you're going to want to take that pot and put it on top of actual coals which are burning, not just in an oven, but on the coals directly. Even if it's boiling hot, you can't return a pot on Shabbos to an open fire, only a covered, pre-prepared fire. little Bereshit Nun-Gimel. We learned this not that long ago, whatever it was, about a year ago. Bereshit Nun-Gimel. Okay, because this whole opinion we're discussing, that if it dropped below Yad Soledes, but you're not allowed to reheat it, that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in Sif Tesvav, we'll get there soon, of this simon, the Ramah writes, the Kol Zman Shlo Nistan Legamri Nagu LaHakel. As long as the food did not cool down completely, there's still some heat to it. We'll have to define that exactly. You're allowed to reheat it. The Ein Boi Mishum Bishul, according to the Ramah, he passes out the Rishonim, there's no Issa Bishul, and he's saying, as long as the liquid didn't cool down completely, which is about the strange temperature to pick. If it didn't cool down completely, because there's no such mention of that in halacha anywhere. It's the Yad Soledes boy, room temperature, fully boiling away, but where this temperature called didn't cool down completely, that will need some explanation. But that's the Ramah's opinion. The minig is, for Ashkenazim, that if it didn't cool down completely, you're allowed to reheat it.
Again, just the
Shulchan Aruch, if it dropped below Yad Soledes boy, you're not allowed to reheat it. Yad Soledes boy, the liquid, yeah.
Right.
And Ramah says, even if it did drop below Yad Soledes boy, it just didn't cool down completely, you're still allowed to reheat it. That made a lot of nafkaminas between Ashkenazim and Sfardim.
Yeah, but where's the does it give temperature? I mean, is
didn't cool down completely the temperature. The Machlokes had to understand that exactly, but whatever. Shulchan Aruch talks about it, and Igus Moshe, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Igus Moshe, whatever. There's Torah on it. We'll get there, but when we get to Sif Tesvav. Okay, Sif Kotan Chaf Hei. The Yafalai. So the Ramah adds this condition that there's only an Issa of reheating a cold cooked liquid when it's mistava yafalai, when it will improve from further cooking. But if it's only going to get worse, it's mistava ralai, then it's mutter. That's the Ramah adding it. Right? This is Rabbeinu Yerucham. We have yafalai, avalim it's stamik v'ralai, but if it's going to get condensed and get worse, you can put it even in a very hot place. Above Yad Soledes boy, it's cold liquid. Why? Again, the gravy example, right? If you take a gravy of the chicken and you reheat it, it's going to get worse, it's going to dry out and burn, and therefore according to the Ramah's Rabbeinu Yerucham, you'll be allowed to reheat it. The Bach does not paskin like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he paskins like the first opinion, which is that it doesn't make a difference if it's going to get better or worse, you're just not allowed to do it. The Chaim Mashma Bi'agro as well, that we're machmir and not like Rabbeinu Yerucham. The question is what the Shulchan Aruch himself holds, we're going to learn later on. What? Well, that's what we hold, yeah. Yeah. So then in the middle of this discussion, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that when is there an issa to continue cooking an item, nothing to do with hot and cold necessarily, but when is there an issa, when is an item considered to be cooked, there's no issa to further cook it, so there's a machlokes like Rishonim, but he writes in the Shulchan Aruch that even if the food has reached Machu Ben Dusai, which is a third cooked, a half cooked, depending you ask, machlokes Rishonim, and you continue to cook it further, you're doing an issa d'oraisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch. K'machu ben dusai, v'hu adin yoise, achi yigame b'shuloi, even if it's further than machu ben dusai, let's say it's 70% cooked, 80% cooked, there'll be an issa to finish off the cooking, mid'oraisa, shach b'bishul min ha'teva. That's how the Shulchan Aruch goes, and that's what I was commenting. So if you take, again, a half-cooked item and you finish off the cooking, half-cooked, two-thirds cooked, three-quarters cooked, whatever you want, if you continue the cooking at any stage until it becomes fully cooked, or any in between, you've just done an issa d'oraisa. It's a machlokes Rishonim about it, again, but that's the tzak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So if Kohen Chav Zayin, afila ba'odeh ritzeach, even if the food is still hot and you can cook, and it doesn't help you, you're still not allowed to cook it further. U'pashat afila alideh eni Yehudi, asa ligmar b'shol, even to have a goy do it would not be allowed. You can't tell a goy to do an issa d'oraisa for you. V'nira d'bidi eved, ein le'esa v'tav shol, but the eved, if it was done, if a person took an item that was two-thirds cooked and finished off the cooking, you're not going to prohibit the item from being eaten on Shabbos. The yesh l'smoich al ha'poiskim t'shesevim t'kem t'shin espasho, k'machom ben desai, t'shuv ein b'zeh m'shem bisho, because we can rely, at least on this din of b'di eved, on the opinions who say that machom ben desai is considered to be cooked already. There's a bunch of Rishonim hold that way, and therefore, even though you're not allowed to do it, but if your person did do it, the food will be mutter to eat on Shabbos. Sifkon chafches v'hani mili, and the Shulchan Aruch says hanimili that there's an issa bishul achabishul when the item has a liquid. A liquid has an issa to reheat after it was cooked and cooled down. In any case, if it cooled down, you can't reheat it. That's when it's got a choftes morak, like soup, liquid. Because when you have a liquid, why is it a liquid different from a solid? We haven't actually mentioned this yet. Why do we find a difference in halacha between a liquid and a solid? Because Kevin da Azil Chamimusa even Estan, and once a liquid has lost its heat and cooled down, Bitum Emenu Shame Bishula Wish, and the original cooking has gone. Now you might say, well, not exactly, because chicken soup, cooked or not cooked, it's not just hot or cold, but no, the significant difference of being hot has now disappeared because it's gone back to where it was before, and therefore there's an issa to reheat it, which is called re-cooking. So it's cotton lamed, aval dava. So he says, but if it's a dry item that's been cooked before, there's no issa to reheat it. Right, hainu lamed, right, hainu shinispasha kosocher, and again, a dry item that's fully cooked, you're allowed to reheat. So if cotton lamed alef shinispashel kva, it was cooked before, dafka shinispashel, but that's only if it's actually cooked. If all you did before Shabbos was put it into a hot kli rishon off the fire, that was yad seles boy, right, this temperature. You can't put it into hot water again on Shabbos, meaning back into a kli rishon that's hot. The afagav the inkan tosefes bishul, because you might say, well, I'm doing the same thing again, what's the problem? No. Mikom mokom kol zman shein nisbashel mamish, if it has not actually been properly cooked, ela shehaya b'kli rishon nitosef b'ksas bishul k'shevaniche pam sheinis b'chamin eight, there will be some marginal amount of cooking that's done a second time when you put it back into hot water on Shabbos. V'yesh mikim b'davar haba, there are those who are lenient to say if you put it on hot water before Shabbos, you can put it back in hot water on Shabbos, just not on the fire. There are lenient opinions. B'davar pima godim da mikilim mayri b'davar shedalku b'tivoy kal ligamei b'shuloi af b'kli rishon shehusim min ha'ish. The pima godim says the reason to be lenient is if we're talking about the types of food that will cook easily in a kli rishon off the fire, you just put it into hot water and it will cook. Well, then it's considered cooked already. But something that would not get cooked in a kli rishon completely when the kli rishon is off the fire, the kolam after you could not put it back into hot water on Shabbos. But you should be machmir in all cases. Ein sham. That's the pima godim. And here we've been talking only about soaking it and putting it into hot kli rishon off the fire. But to put this item, we'll see what we're talking about, this raw item into a klisheni after Yad Seledes Boy, even if that klisheni as a temperature of Yad Seledes Boy, yesh lahakel b'chol gavni, there's what to be leaning about, given to be'er shavos nisha b'cham sheh Yad Seledes Boyim, meaning, you put something in hot water and a klirishon off the fire before Shabbos, klirishon in the fire, off the fire before Shabbos, you can come and put it into a klisheni off the fire, obviously off the fire, a klisheni of hot water on Shabbos, right? You put in a kli rishon, which is a hot kli rishon off the fire before Shabbos, which is not fully cooked, but at least you did something to it. You can take that same item and put it into a kli sheni on Shabbos, which is also hot. Sivkon lamed beis v'hu yavish, the item is cooked before and it's dry, solid. But when we say solid, we don't mean 100% like a piece of kugel. We mean even just you've drained off the liquid, that's also called a solid, and we can be mekel. Mutli shoyse. There's nafkaminas in that, like how to work that. What's called solid, what's called a liquid in this din? Well, he's saying over here, even if you just drain off the liquid of a vegetable soup which you cooked, and now you drain off the liquid, you're left with the pieces. There's going to be some liquid and moisture there. Doesn't matter, he says, that's called solid. Because the main, not just because the main part of it, but it's really a solid. It's got a little bit of liquid around it, that doesn't bother us. That's what the Mishnah was trying to say. So it's gone, lamed gimel. Mutli shoyse, you're allowed to soak it in hot water if it was cooked and dry, whatever. I feel a kli rishon, even a hot kli rishon, kadesh yir nimoyach sham yir davalach. You know, you want to melt it and turn it into a liquid. Dein bishalach habishol, because there's no issa to reheat it. I mean, if you've got congealed fat of a chicken, around the chicken, and there's quite a lot of it there. So what? How do you do it? Do you do it like a solid or a liquid? Well, the answer is, the place can say, look at it how it is in room temperature. If the room temperature is a solid, then if you now put it into a situation where it will become a liquid, that's okay. That's not called cooking, because it's a solid. Again, if it's cooked before, ain't bishalach bishal. You can never put a cooked solid back into a kli rishon that's on the fire on Shabbos. You cannot soak it in hot water. Again, here's the case of an item that was not cooked before. You can't soak it in hot water on Shabbos, which is the temperature of Yad Seledes. Even if you don't leave it long enough there to kind of melt, I feel it will klisheni. And even in a klisheni, nami also the choice, you can't soak it there either. Even in a klisheni, why not? Why can you not soak something in a klisheni that's raw? On to page 268, the mechzik and mevashok, it looks like you're cooking. It's not like putting spices, which is permitted in the klisheni. The tavlin asuyin lematik kidei lemechti kumivashel. This, if you put spices in the klisheni, it doesn't look like you're cooking. It looks like you're just flavoring. But if you took a raw item in the klisheni, it looks like you're cooking, and therefore raw items are also in the klisheni. Sifkon lamet hey madichin vaysoy. You're allowed to rinse it. You're allowed to pour hot water onto a raw item on Shabbos. Where's that coming from? Behainu, the last one for today. You're pouring hot water from a klisheni onto this raw item. Why? The klirishin asa la'avoy. It's a love, because to pour from a klirishin onto it will be asa, because the iru klirishin bashu kadei klipa, because it will cook the outer layer if you do that. Right? If you pour from a klirishin onto raw food, it will cook the outer layer, which is an issa torah, and therefore we must be talking about here pouring from a klisheni onto a raw food. V'ruadin the shari la'avoy from a klirishini al gabi. And as well, you'd be allowed to pour from a klisheni onto a cold liquid. Why? Because that's just called, like, that's the same thing as rinsing, and it's permitted to do so. Ad kan for today.